Hey everybody, and welcome to the F This Movie commentary track for Scary Movie Month. This is our commentary for Maximum Overdrive. My name is Patrick Bromley from fthismovie.net, and as is always the case for these Scary Movie Month commentaries, I'm joined by Mike.
Hey everybody.
JB.
It's unseasonably warm this October.
And all the way from L.A.
That's right.
L.A. Doug.
Dracula.
Hello. Dracula Doug is with us. This is Maximum Overdrive from 1986. We're going to be talking about it, and I'm already bored. So
and we're now looking at the Earth, because one of the many things that Stephen King steals in this film, besides way too many titles on the screen to explain things, is that this is basically Stephen King's crazy, bad remake of Night of the Living Dead. With trucks instead of zombies.
See, if it didn't have all this explanation, I would never know why the trucks came alive.
It doesn't matter.
But now, it's based in science fact.
It doesn't matter why the
trucks came
alive.
Look at the green gas around the planet.
Well, we're going to see that green gas again.
I know.
And of course, this is set in North Carolina, because Dino De Laurentiis opened this amazing mega studio in North Carolina, and so he started making all of his films there.
I have to say, here's one good thing about this movie, and this is a movie that I typically don't like. It opens with the thesis. Of course, this is the only directorial effort of Stephen King, and here he is on screen, and he starts his movie not just by saying fuck you to the audience, but by telling himself he is an asshole for making this movie.
I do love, too, that when the machines take over, that their first order of business is to just insult us with swear words.
This'll show them.
Like, fuck you. You're an asshole. Finally, it's off my chest. Set the truck.
Now, kill
Maximum
him.
Overdrive. I actually interpreted that to be Stephen King's message to us, that the film opens with fuck you, asshole, and there's 87 minutes left.
Yeah. I mean, you're probably...
Pingles in this?
Pingles all up in this piece.
Also, later on, I have a question for you three boys about Pat Hingle. It's something I noticed, and I want
to
see if I'm correct. There's a little bit of business he does throughout the film, and I'm wondering if I'm interpreting it correctly.
These are shots of trucks that aren't murderous yet. So he wants to show you what life is like before the trucks kill us. Here they just drive. Later they drive and kill. So that's kind of nice. We've done several of these commentary tracks before. We did Sleepaway Camp. We did Friday the 13th Part 3. We did The Burning. That was our summer camp trilogy. Hmm. And it turns out I actually like all those movies in one way or another. Like, Sleepaway Camp is so crazy that I enjoy it. And, of course, Friday the 13th is fun. And The Burning, I think, is kind of good. This is the first movie that we're doing that I...
Is that guy on the left picking his nose?
Of course he
is. I can't tell. that I kind of genuinely don't like. And a couple years ago, J-Bones and I did a show on our favorite and least favorite horror movies, and I named this as one of the worst horror movies ever. And it probably isn't, because it's just too stupid and, like, silly. It has some entertainment value. I think I ended up calling it one of the worst because it's directed by Stephen King, and there's sort of an expectation there.
Sure.
Because if it was just directed by somebody else, I would have forgotten it already, but it stands out because it was directed by... a coked out
Yeah,
Stephen
give some
King.
Context.
Where he was on a lot of coke.
Right, okay.
And he did a trailer where he's like, what does he say, Doug?
He says, if you want something done right, you better do it yourself! Or something.
And he had famously shit
it's
on
B-roll
Stanley...
B-roll from the Blues Brothers.
Famously shit on Stanley Kubrick's adaptation of The Shining. And, of course, this is what he makes.
And his objection to The Shining was that Kubrick
not enough
had...
trucks, I believe. There was just the one.
That Kubrick didn't like the characters. Wow. I would continue to argue that this is one of the worst horror films ever made, because King never finds a way to stylize some of the stuff so that it's entertaining. Mike and I were talking about this before we started. This is one mean-spirited movie.
Oh, AC/DC in the boat.
For no apparent...
The band is in the boat.
Yep. For real?
Yeah.
Look at you with trivia.
I got the trivia up the wazoo.
Yeah.
I got Maximum Over.
They're
trivia.
They're all like, oh, there's a lot of watermelon carnage in this opening.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But, like, not a lot of people die here. I know that's kind of why we come to horror movies.
Oh, no!
This is mostly just cars crashing, which isn't that scary, and watermelons being smashed. Which, depending on your favorite comedian, might be hilarious.
Now wait, I'm doing
Gallagher too.
I'm doing something with my hands. If the bridge is going up,
he's
like this,
us off. Yes.
The motorcyclist, did he just fall back and like through the space?
I'll be honest, I don't know.
Because you can't fall.
Look out! And again, the wide shot there.
And there's the money shot.
You know, it's so funny. Like,
straight out of Sam Peckinpah.
You can tell this sequence was expensive, because obviously they're trashing cars and they're destroying windows and stuff like that. But it looks so dirt cheap.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's amazing. Yeah, there's AC/DC on the truck. You were talking about that,
Jimmy. And he plastered it. This is like some Hal Needham shit.
And you get the feeling the money they spent on this is why the rest of the film looks even cheaper.
Yeah, it's a very cheap-looking movie. Again, not scary. All that happened was a watermelon got smashed. It didn't crush her head. Like, watermelon carnage is substituting for actual gore right now. We're like, oh my god, look at the fucking humanity! But it's watermelons.
And again, this is so poorly directed that you could see another director play with the physics of it and one thing causing something else to happen.
Final Destination 2, say what you will about that franchise, opens with this crazy crash on a freeway, and it is one of the most spectacular set pieces ever in a horror movie. It is so superior to this that you should all turn this off and watch Final Destination 2.
Thank you, everybody.
This is the special effects guys doing their best and Stephen King not knowing where to put the camera. Here's another missed opportunity. We have this truck with this devil face.
It's the Green Goblin.
Toys.
Yeah.
And clearly they didn't think ahead. Because did you notice every time the eyes glow, they're doing that from like behind the camera by like shining a red light on the eyes? And okay, the truck's got a devil face on it. Okay. And then what? And that's as far as they thought it through.
Yeah. Sure, but at least it has kind of become like this iconic thing.
Yes.
Which is more than can be said of a lot of horror movies.
A couple years ago at Flashback Weekend.
It wasn't the real thing, though.
Oh,
it's a replica.
It was.
No, it shows up everywhere. At some horror conventions, they bring like a replica of the Green Goblin
face. I thought
face.
If some guy bought the real one.
Unfortunately.
So
one
now
of the reasons
I can trash the picture I took of myself with.
one of the reasons this movie feels mean-spirited also is because there are no good characters. Like,
no.
It's mostly shitty people who bicker with one another. One
of your favorite things in movies. The bickering. Hey, we should make a horror film called The Bickering.
This is Frankie Faison, who's a great character actor who has been in a lot of stuff that I like.
Like, Do the Right Thing. He's one of the three guys on the corner.
I did a list a couple years ago of, like, here's these actors that make something better just by showing up. And he was one of the guys I named, and it wasn't until I watched this movie last night that I realized that he's in this.
And as I mentioned before we started the podcast, he shows up with the cool truck, he's in the diner, and that's all they give him to do.
Sure.
That's it for Frank.
First appearance of Estevez.
In fact, the other characters are so poorly developed that when Jan and I were watching it a couple nights ago, later, some guy showed up, and she was like, well, where did they come from? And I'm like, they've been in the diner the whole time. You missed the one 10-second establishing shot.
Emilio Estevez was already kind of a star when this movie came out, right? So I don't know why he agreed to
post-Breakfast Club and
teen
stuff.
Right. So what was he? There's a...
Okay, whatever Giancarlo
Esposito
this movie engendered showing pinball machines, they just ruined by breaking the glass.
He's wondering right now why there aren't any brothers on the wall.
And I will continue to wonder if what we're looking at right now is racist, because the minute all the machines spit up money and cigarettes, he begins to steal them.
At least he's not all burnt like a Big Mac!
And of course, it was in that scene in the diner that Giancarlo Esposito decided to open a chicken restaurant.
I love Stephen King. Like, it's one of my
goals.
And
you love chicken.
I love chicken.
Would you say Stephen King rules?
I would say Stephen King rules. I would say it loudly and proudly. I love Stephen King. I am attempting to read every single one of his books. And one of the things that he does really well, he does two things really well. One is he writes really good characters. And you can see...
Hold on.
Sorry.
If this guy's job is pumping gas...
Yeah, first you
have
to do...
Did he miss the training?
First you have to do the looky-loo, and it's clearly oil came out of it.
And I was going to say, yeah,
green oil.
Gas is clear and invisible, so that's...
Oh, by the way, I missed that shot when I was watching this last night, so later when his eyes are all fucked up, I'm like, what did I miss? Why are his eyes all fucked up?
The shot that we just saw, and later we'll see it again, will be optically occluded when you see it on broadcast television because it's a wall of dirty magazine pictures.
Yeah. You should watch this on broadcast.
So you're saying you love Stephen King? I cut you off. I'm sorry.
No. I love him. And he does two things really well. One, he writes really interesting characters. And there are, in this movie, if you've read enough of his books, you can point to, like, Pat Hingle is a Stephen... That character is in every Stephen King
sure.
book.
Yeah.
The kid that shows up in a little bit is in... Emilio Estevez is in every Stephen King book. But they're so shitty here. And then another thing that he does really well is this idea of, like, something very mundane that becomes terrifying. Like, your dog is suddenly trying to kill you, or your 3-year-old son climbs out of his grave in a pet cemetery and tries to kill you. And
or
so,
in Dreamcatcher, your poo is trying to kill
yeah,
you.
That's right. And so here it starts with this idea of like, well, I don't know, your trucks try to kill you. All the technology tries to kill you. And it's a very Stephen King idea.
Hasn't he done this? I mean, this is, you said it's, I don't really know Stephen King as well as you guys do.
Based on a short story.
Called?
Trucks.
But is it? Didn't he already do this?
Which is not as good a title as
Christine?
Maximum Overdrive, which means nothing.
I mean, Christine was his first ever book, right?
No, Carrie was his first ever book.
Ever book?
No,
no?
That wasn't.
Okay,
that
a third ever book?
It wasn't
Hold on, I'm watching the time card.
Gene Poole, did you notice the joke?
I did notice
yeah,
the joke.
That's
He's
funny.
A clever bastard.
So anyway, so
the first
Christine
thing that happens is an electric knife tries to kill a waitress.
So Trucks came out.
Millions Watch.
It's a short story. Christine is already made at this point.
Yes.
So what's the, I mean, why?
I don't know why you return to killer technology.
Especially
because
Christine is like a
Dino
lesser.
Dino gave Steven a lot of money to go down to North Carolina for a couple weeks and make, ooh, that was like a knife POV.
Here are mountains, literally mountains of coke.
Every time I see that little sausage on the floor, I think it's one of her fingers.
That's Leon Rippey on the right.
Yeah, totally.
From Cuffs, everyone.
Oh, boy.
Let me know when you want to talk about Cuffs.
You did a commentary on Cuffs.
I did.
Didn't you?
I can rehash a little bit of it right now.
Everyone check out the Patrick Brownlee commentary on Cuffs at thismovie.net. Also, our website is at thismovie.net.
That's right.
My favorite scene in Maximum Overdrive is when Kiefer... I'm sorry, Vigo.
That's fine, just call him Kiefer.
Takes the hammer to the knife. That's my favorite scene.
Yeah.
And then the scene where the...
Oh my God, so much racism.
This makes me think he's 100 years old, though. Because what is in his hat? Are those Hostess cupcakes?
Here's one of the reasons why. He started really young. When you watch him in this and do the right thing, he's like not 20 yet.
Yeah. Again, he didn't... One of the things that I think people saw horror movies for, particularly in the 80s, particularly horror movies with dumb premises like this, is for, like, oh, inventive death scenes. Instead, we get bugging out, killed by cartoon lightning.
So he didn't even get a chance to enjoy all those cigarettes.
No.
Oh,
not
no. Stinks.
Unless they lit when he was being electrocuted.
Although
and maybe got like a little bit of like a contact high.
Doug, although now he's smoking.
Look at that shot. Jesus, he's like a fucking Terrence Malick. Yeah, for a writer, he's a really shitty director.
I read that those symbols in the video game are symbols typically used with like... testing for clairvoyance, ESP. So it's not just a random occurrence.
Someone
that when they test, you know, because they have tests,
right?
Science,
that's how you know if somebody's clairvoyant. Otherwise, they might just be making it up.
I wrote a column ages ago about this movie and how much I hate it.
Yeah,
and someone commented, someone who no longer has a soul, that what we're about to see was their favorite scene in the movie.
The kid getting run over.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because quite frankly, what we're seeing now, Stephen King stole from Mel Brooks in Silent Movie, although in Maximum Overdrive, it's actually funnier.
What we saw was poor technique by that catcher.
Okay, well, kids, you just stand there and watch this.
Uh-oh, I would not move if I were you.
Guys, this is the height of horror. If you want something done right, you better do it yourself. You think Kubrick could have staged this scene?
Run, kids! Ow, my butt! And at this point, the other night, Jan is saying, did they have to have crew members off camera whipping kids?
Is that Mackenzie Astin?
I wish. Dreaming of playing Dodger.
Ooh, very resourceful.
Instead of running away, he says, bring it.
This child will prove to be very resourceful. Coach, is you okay? I told you, you should have had a Pepsi.
That's the most graphic thing in the whole movie, I think.
No, there's something worse coming up.
But you don't see it as much, what I'm saying.
There's
the steamroller right
yeah,
here?
Yeah, I'm saying the gore on that head wound is the gore, the goriest thing in the movie.
I would suggest when you see this poor lad's head pop, that's worse.
Do you see his
head
pop?
No, you don't.
Yes.
Hold
watch
on.
Here
it
comes. Pop.
Nope, cut away before the pop. You're a liar.
I'm a bad person. I honestly thought I saw that the other
day. Talk about a seventh inning stretch.
That's the genius of this movie, though, is that it puts
like,
it in your mind.
It's like Hitchcock.
It suggests the violence.
You said genius of this movie?
Yeah, no, I was 100% serious.
I actually heard, I read somewhere, some more trivia for
you. You are so prepared.
Is that Stephen King actually had the props department prepare a head filled with fake blood for the scene. And his intention was to have the blood smear on the roller of the steamroller to do like a stamp thing over the grass, but it exploded when the steamroller went over it, which the censors deemed obviously way too graphic, so it's cut
but
out.
But he loved it, correct?
Yeah. Because he's like, more cocaine!
For just a second.
Put it on my dick!
Doug, I was laughing because for just a second I thought you were making a joke because this Hitchcock story that gets told again and again was that they made a torso for Psycho that would spurt blood wherever you stabbed it, and he wound up not using it. King, on the other hand, loved it!
If you want something done right. Laura Herring here is wearing Paul McCartney's wardrobe from the Say, Say, Say.
Paul is live.
Cool, guys, we're out of shit to say.
I actually liked what a dim view this film takes of religion, because it's not just this guy. There's another sequence where it's like, oh, you're bitter and angry.
Again, this girl is right out of a Stephen King book. You can point to every other novel he's written and say, oh, she's this character. And yet she's a non-existent person in this movie. Like, I couldn't tell you one thing except that she has sex with Emilio Estevez and is...
And calls him hero.
Spoilers.
Right. Before he does anything.
He makes love like a hero, she says. Which means he fucks her with a Batman mask on.
But she's calling him that before. Though.
Yeah, well, he
makes love to her using a hero.
Well, they're in a diner. It's handy. What else has she been in?
I have no idea.
Wasn't she
in
Mulholland Drive?
If only someone had IMDb on their phone. Well, that's Laura Elena Herring, which is not the same thing.
Okay, so you're a big Stephen King fan.
I am.
Your goal is to read everything he's ever written.
Yeah, but I haven't read Trucks because it's in Night Shift, and I wanted to read it before this commentary, and I couldn't find it. That's the PBS Kids app, so let me close out of that.
Are you?
Damn it! I opened it again.
Are you a bigger fan of his horror or his more like Stand By Me type stuff?
Oh, I like it all. I don't know. Because his last few books haven't exactly been horror, but I've really liked them.
Okay.
The Kennedy one.
One just
and,
came out.
Mr. Mercedes, which was good. I enjoyed it. He has some trouble sticking the landing, as you will see in this movie. The only difference is the entire build-up is also shitty in this movie.
Why was the swing swinging right there?
I'm amazed at how long...
a crew member hit it accidentally.
Oops. Keep the shot.
I'm amazed at how long everyone keeps behaving like everything's fine. Like, even after all the machines have clearly come to life, everyone keeps just doing their shit. Like, get off the road. Get out of the car.
This is like Stephen King directing the shot. Like, the photographer for the press kit is also wanting to get a full cast photo.
He's a genius, you guys.
My truck's burnt like a Big Mac.
he's a great filmmaker, and one day he'll be recognized as such.
Again, I cannot understand how King could possibly criticize Kubrick and then make this. You watch The Shining, and it's how many years later?
Because drugs are a hell of a drug.
This is like 6 years after The Shining.
Uh-oh, there we go. Yeardley Smith.
Bart!
Fallen from heaven.
Oh, I was calling her Laura Herring. It's Laura Harrington, guys. I'm sorry.
What?
And pray tell, what else has she been in?
The Devil's Advocate.
Free Will Ride.
There it is. No! L.A. Takedown, that's the precursor to Heat.
Yep.
She's in Buckaroo Banzai.
Of the what to what show?
She played Pretty Girl Number 2 in Martha Coolidge's Joy of Sex. Ooh. To me, she'll always be Pretty Girl Number 1. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a romantic. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. There's one shot I like later in the movie when these guys are trying to drive their way like up to the diner, and you get just a quick shot of the back of their windshield, and it says, like, good luck, so-and-so. And it was like, haha, good luck making it. They make it, don't worry.
Yeardley Smith, as to quote Patrick Brownlee, looks like a reflection in a car door.
Kind of, yeah.
She is such an odd-looking human being.
Yeah, she's a weirdo.
At this point, I wonder why she's clutching the cake topper. Or
otherwise, we wouldn't know they just got married.
I was going to say, does King think there's people in the audience? What's with these two?
Yeah.
Oh, newlyweds. Does it matter that they're newlyweds?
Well, that's how we identify, because there's no way to identify any of these characters, because they have no characteristics. Literally, the only thing we can say about them is they were just married.
And the other guy's
and they
a
bicker
phony
and
Bible
are, and are shitheads. And
this one's this, and this one's that. Everyone is one thing.
Is he a stuttering Bible
That's
salesman?
John Short, and I always think it's Timothy Busfield, but it's John Short.
And when we watched it the other night, I kept thinking it was David Spade.
Really?
Which would have made this a better movie.
I agree.
He would have been like, shoot me already.
He would have been like, bye-bye.
We will see
bye-bye.
That clock later in another scene.
And your first name is...
Green Goblin.
Darth Nihilus. Uh-oh.
That's Toe Mater. Again, this is as scary as the movie gets. Like, someone stands there, and then a truck drives itself, and then we are afraid.
Here's something we could talk about to all amuse right. ourselves.
Good. We
no
got, like, well over an hour left of this fucking thing. So,
especially when they're all going around and around and around the truck stop. How did they do it so that there didn't have to be someone in the cab? Is it radio control? How did they do that?
Probably CGI.
Just the guys crouched down.
Maybe they got trucks that really drive themselves.
Maybe little people technology.
Maybe this is a motherfucking documentary about when this really happened.
Why do they have to be swears in it?
Because it's rated R.
It's stupid
can
King. Because cocaine.
Can it just be a documentary?
That's motherfucking cocaine.
Timothy Busfield is alive and ready to, report for Revenge of the Nerds 2, Nerds in Paradise.
I keep forgetting he was in the Nerds movie.
Oh, yeah. He played Poindexter.
Sans beard.
So you like all the Stephen King stuff. You have not
Thank
read
you,
Trucks.
Yes. Correct. I have not read Night Shift, the anthology in which Trucks appears.
Because there's another short story in Night Shift called The Mangler.
Right, which I have seen, made into a Tobe Hooper movie.
Is that Night Shift? Is it Michael Keaton and Henry Winkler?
It is, yeah. Shelley Long plays a prostitute.
So you like that, but you have
Michael Keaton plays Billy Blaze. He wants to feed the dolphins mayonnaise. Right? To make tuna? Not feed the dolphins. He wants to feed the tuna mayonnaise to make it easier to make...
Make tuna salad?
Yeah.
This is a movie we should be watching.
And then he turns a morgue into a whorehouse.
I love it.
Oh, I remember that movie. Henry Winkler's in it.
That was Ron Howard's first movie.
Well, not first.
Right. You're right. I forgot about those.
And now we hear the strains of AC/DC.
He directed that movie for Corman.
Didn't he do
Grand Theft
Auto?
They just got married and they're chased by a truck! Truck!
Nice.
Throw the truck and get away from the truck!
Ding, 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 ding. I'm doing the train sound. Yes. This is not AC/DC related.
Step on the gas!
So why doesn't their car drive itself? Why are they able to drive their car? Wait, did I just blow a hole in maximum overdrive?
If we're going to talk about the questionable logic of this film.
Zeke's trash and garbage removal. Is there a difference between trash and garbage?
Yeah. One half is trash.
And I keep wondering if Bic paid a fee to have a product placement.
Maybe.
Because that truck is prominently featured in other shots.
I need a person to light all my stogies for me. I can't be bothered with these lighters.
Again, this character is... Did you read Under the Dome, Mike?
No, I did not.
Okay. I mean, he's Big Jim Rennie, like in Under the... He's in every Stephen King book.
Estevez looks pretty sharp there, though, I'll be honest.
Do you think right now he's thinking about his script for Wisdom? Did he already write and direct Wisdom at this point? I feel like he did.
He's already.
By the way, isn't his name in Wisdom wisdom. Like, I really think it is.
I think
it's like a cuffs situation.
To workshop his Billy the Kid character.
I'm looking it up, guys. I have a smartphone.
He was Billy the Kid, right?
Yeah, he was. He was all like, yoo-hoo, I'll make you famous. Little piece of F This Movie trivia. Young Guns, first podcast ever recorded for F This Movie.
Yes.
Yeah, not the first one released.
Correct. We wanted that to be Avatar. Because we wanted to release on a high note.
Yeah. So everyone go listen to the Young Guns podcast. Pause the movie.
There's no way it will be embarrassing. As we figure out what this thing is.
God, since it's...
Okay, here's another big scare.
All right.
Jack in the Box! I'm also a Green Goblin!
It's like a Green Goblin nesting doll right now. Like a Hummel.
So basically, we're all in...
Yeah.
A Green Goblin.
That's right, like the green gas. Do you see what's going on around the planet?
Earth is in the Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Later in one of the worst
special comes another load
effects,
as something Doug says.
Up Joy is something else. Sky is on Joy, actually. Here comes another load on Joy.
All right, so I'm looking up John Wisdom, everyone. His name is John. John Wisdom.
Happy Toys with a Z.
Well, it's irreverent.
We should totally use Z's
it's
in more
urban.
Of our columns. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Scary lights.
Yeah.
Ah!
Fake scare.
I'm sorry, so she doesn't have sex with Batman?
She does.
Oh, she does.
Does she get that in
this
movie?
This
I don't think so.
Great.
I don't think anybody does.
This is so great. He's watching.
By the way, okay, so this is
terrifying.
My issue. So obviously in this movie, mechanics are taken over by the
comet.
The comet.
Why is a mirror moved? Like, what is mechanical about a mirror?
I don't know.
There's no moving parts.
Why did the fucking Jack in the Box open?
And then we're shown
because
that some of the bicycles are possessed and some of them are not.
Right.
Cocaine.
Yeah, that's really the answer. Every question we ask is just answered with, oh, cocaine.
Everyone should definitely watch the trailer for this. I mean, it's better than
maybe when I post this, I'll post the trailer with it so that people can see.
It's one of the best trailers ever released.
It is pretty great.
And
Stephen
then King I
will scare the hell out of you. Or maybe he says I'll scare the hell out of you.
He's like all cross-eyed. Like,
yeah.
He's not even cross-eyed. His eyes are just so close together.
Okay, here's a question.
He took this.
Who on earth, I think I know the answer
the
already.
The sprinklers are taking
who
over.
Who would think that this water ballet is in any way suspend? Oh, he might get wet. But of course the answer is cocaine.
And again, the movie now is written off as being sort of deliberately campy. But I don't think that it is. I think the scene with the airplane, where he starts playing Flight of the Valkyries, Ride of the Valkyries, I think there he's trying to be, you know, funny and kind of campy. But for the most part, I think he's playing this straight.
Yeah,
this is
absolutely.
So poorly shot. I hate it so much.
Yeah.
And then the last beers are tipped over.
He was on a lot of movie sets at this point. He had worked closely with George Romero making Creepshow. Why didn't he learn more about movie making? I don't know.
He kind of looks like Mackenzie Astin, right?
A little bit, yeah. He's kind of like a dodger.
That guy ate too much pizza.
When you crash a car, you're usually like flung to the side.
It's down and to the left. Down and to the left.
This is the horror
second
of
spin.
Finding bodies.
He's obviously scared for seeing all these. By the way, on the sound, there is a police siren. For that
but
shot.
Again, to really just demonstrate that you're a huge asshole, you have to kill a kid and a dog in the first half hour. So, base is covered.
You
carry
are an asshole.
This I don't even understand. What are we supposed to see here?
Jan thought that
almost
was a sex
a
doll. It's so obviously
like,
a dummy.
I don't know,
but it
look annoyed?
It really
lingers. Yeah, he really is just like irked.
Because he was like, damn, what a waste.
Right. Yeah, yo, she's falling.
Like, it really lingers. And then we're inside the house. Is there a car in the house that's watching him? Is that a car POV?
I like the knife POV. There should be a car.
Yeah.
That's where old man Chevrolet used to live.
The curtain just pulls back.
It's a Fender German guy.
And here's another missed opportunity. This, I think, could have been something.
Oh, the song
this,
is King of the Road, by the way.
This
Stephen
could,
King, King of the
this
Road.
Could have been, this could have been
my
scary or funny.
Tasty. I got it. Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
The idea of this ice cream truck
Jesus.
Slowly driving around the neighborhood, maybe with a different song. That could have been scary or funny.
Right. Well, especially if, because this kid does, we have kind of a car POV here. This kid, you know, until he hooks up with the diner, kind of has his own little story going. So really, he could have been stalked by the ice cream truck for half the movie.
Yeah.
And that's like his little story. But instead,
sort of a mini.
That was it.
The ice cream truck's like, I'll give you brain freeze. There's so many better, like, thick jokes.
Ice cream! You scream!
That's perfect. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Everybody's screaming because it's very scary. But no, we get a lawnmower covered with blood.
You scream.
I killed your mom and I bombed your path.
No, I don't know. I'm laughing pretty hard. By the way, that's the extent of my knowledge of what's in an ice cream truck. Bomb pops. Isn't that like pretty much the one thing that you can't get anywhere else?
Yeah, no, that's the answer. Again, everyone is going about their day still.
Yeah.
And that's weird to me.
Jeez, listen.
I can see just fine.
That guy has such a weird face. Like, I got
a big
hit with a frying pan.
Ding!
what is that movie? Unlawful Entry.
Unlawful Entry, yeah. There's a scene in Unlawful Entry where she hits the intruder with a frying
Ray
pan.
Liotta.
And the sound it
He's
makes.
He's like, Cameron!
And it's like, ding! It's the funniest sound ever in a movie.
We really just have to talk about every other movie we can. Because otherwise we have to talk about Maximum Overdrive. By the way, can anyone explain the title to me?
At one point, a character in the film says it. And
they say the words Maximum Overdrive?
Yes, she does.
She does.
How was she like, you make love like a hero, Maximum Overdrive? Is his name Max E. Mum?
She's describing the situation.
Overdrive wisdom.
To recap, Matt Hingle doesn't want an employee to go home who doesn't know the whereabouts of his son and has been blinded on the job.
Yeah, but that's not enough.
You can't go home with just that as a reason.
Wait, he could see the truck?
That was about as gory as the head
I
wound.
Think
but now there's no blood on him, which
is weird.
I think
that's the shot I was thinking about for the steamroller.
He left so much blood on the truck, and yet he's surprisingly dry. What I'm saying is this movie is fake. Oh, and again, no. This guy's pissed that his car is damaged and filled with garbage.
It's filled with manure. It's
right. He's upset about a nuisance when all of the... I mean, does he just not know yet that the cars have come to life?
And
look how badly
directed
this is
all. The other night when I was watching it, I could picture this actor sort of doing the scene, and then King kept telling him, no, bigger.
Yeah.
We need it bigger. Can you, like,
be louder and faster, please? Louder and faster!
Could you be, like, a cartoon character?
No, excuse me, I have to go take a shit.
And gesticulate wildly?
Steven, you haven't slept
in 3 days.
That's
what I'm talking about. They're clearly doing it around the eyes.
But see how much scarier it is? When the eyes light up red, it's scary.
So the whole gas station is a set.
Sure.
I read this also.
All right, good. No, you have actual production information. I got nothing.
Everything was built for the movie. It's a set, but it looks so realistic that truckers would stop by, like, looking for a gas.
And then they would just murder them, right?
Yeah.
On camera?
They would have to.
We have our final
God,
it's
so bad.
Is that even a death scene? Because he doesn't come back, right?
He drowns,
No.
That's how he dies.
He starts screaming later, and they go to save him.
Oh, that's right.
And, okay, just to be clear about what we feel about that. If you look at the Happy Toys logo on the side of the truck, Jan thought they finished the side of the truck and then realized they left out the second P.
Oh, yeah, the second P looks...
For sure.
Yeah, it looks like it was added later.
By the way, the clown on the back of the truck is, like, at least as scary as the Green Goblin on the front. Just make that your logo.
I keep wondering
why
one eye
has
three tiers... And the other eye has one tear, but did the clown only have enough time in prison to get the three-tier tattoo on one side?
I think cocaine oftentimes makes you miss your second pee. So, you're...
What do you guys want to do this Scary Movie Month? Like, do you have goals or, like,
plans? I want to see lots of horror movies.
Right, sure. That's a good idea. Should start by watching Maximum Overdrive.
This is how you kick off 2014 Scary Movie Month.
Yeah. This is our fifth one, is that right?
That's crazy.
I'm very excited for the second Vincent Price box, but it's only our fourth come out for another 2 weeks.
What's the Scary Movie Challenge? What was the most
alluring? Hold
on, right? This is shot to be sexy.
Quentin Tarantino direct this?
Ooh, a calf.
Is that Estevez's feet?
Take it easy, my grandparents' parents.
Boy, Emilio has good looking feet. And this, what's under there? One of the pods from Invasion of the Bystanders? Looks like they're holding a bag of cotton candy.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the fourth annual Scary Movie Month Challenge.
Yeah.
What was last year was the biggest, most successful year? How many reviews were there?
Oh my gosh, it was over 1,000, but I don't have...
Was it over 1,500?
I don't know if it was.
So this year we're hoping for 2,000?
I could look it up, but I'm super lazy.
2,000 reviews?
I mean, let's not commit ourselves to it this early.
Well, it's October.
Oh yeah, that's right. It is the month in which you're doing the Scary Movie Challenge.
I can't wait to watch all the scary movies.
Product placement.
He's burnt like a Big Mac.
And that shot doesn't even look like they were making the movie. It was like it was rolling the camera and the two actors.
This really, I mean, the whole movie feels like a rough assembly of dailies.
Yeah. Sofa King.
Pat Hingle and the waitress were looking out the window. Look at how much cocaine Keith Stephen King. Look how much cocaine he's doing.
She's just like has a disgusted look on her face. Like that's too much cocaine.
Oh, now the action really starts. Yeah. I don't know about
here
you
come
guys.
The other trucks.
But
I wasn't scared until the other
I
trucks
I have
came.
Nightmares of trucks driving in a constant circle. Mm-hmm. Around and around like some merry-go-round in Hades.
They just fucked up that phone booth. The only time I have a problem with that is when it's day. Oh my god, those trucks are circling, and it's light out, and I can see their every move and predict where they're going next.
Those trucks are circling, and I haven't yet eaten dinner.
I'm going to go take a nap, because it's hours before my actual bedtime.
When will we have to explain phone booths to young people?
Now, I think.
Now's phone what now?
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry, TARDISes.
Oh, got it.
Tardi? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
How come we never get to meet Zeke?
This movie's kind of Tardi.
It is extremely Tardi.
Zeke died buried under cocaine. That shoe.
That's the Bible salesman shoe.
Yeah. Remember that shoe? There it is. Run over. Like a Bible.
They're still driving on the road to hell!
Let's check in with the newlyweds who are also doing nothing.
But all those trucks!
They're doing nothing in a different part of town. Their car hasn't been taken over.
And it won't be, I don't think.
No.
That's a serious hole in the logic of this film.
Yeah, what are you going
to do? That's the one hole. In the film.
Stephen King explored putting these two on a bicycle built for two. Didn't quite have the same. Trailing cans.
Oh, Yeardley Smith at this point had already starred in The Legend of Billie Jean, where she famously gets her period in the backseat of a car.
Barks!
More terrifying than anything.
When does Parker Lewis Can't Lose debut?
Pretty soon.
Okay.
And she's also in City Slickers.
She is. She is having Daniel Stern's baby.
Yeah.
Poor Daniel Stern. First a spider gets put on his face. And he has to have sex with Yearly Smith.
Yeah. Well, first he was part of that horrible Chud attack. She shows
and then
up
he's
in a
that artist who's rude to Max von Sydow in Hannah and Her Sister.
She shows up in a couple James L. Brooks movies.
Well, at this point right now, it's like she's
as good as it gets.
There is no need for Yeardley Smith to ever work.
I wouldn't think so.
I mean, the Simpsons money has to be so
well, wrong. She's still cashing Maximum Overdrive royalties too, right?
I think, you know, after
every check has a little Green Goblin on
it. Why is there a major bump in my revenue from Maximum Overdrive in October 2014?
2 cents here, 7 cents here. And like Patrick said a couple minutes ago, this this is supposed to be like a action highlight of the film, and it's like B-roll.
No,
it's
you,
like,
you wouldn't think a chase at 30 miles an hour would be so intense.
But again, we have proof.
Put your blinker on.
And the truck can't figure out to take the off-ramp.
Uh-huh,
so he outsmarted the truck. By the way, I love the drive acting where you yank the steering wheel real hard to show that you're veering off in one direction. Yeah, that's
okay,
how driving
now
works.
Now he's going to take his stand.
And I would have to, I would also... I would want to say that Stephen King didn't direct a lot of this, because it seems like it would be shot by second unit.
How is it already on fire?
But it's so badly directed that I feel like Stephen King also directed the second unit. Because why else?
That truck? Yeah, burn.
Video games, shower facilities, killer trucks!
Toonses!
Again, Mike.
Now that's a reference no one will get. SNL sketch from the late 80s.
Are you ready for some dirty deeds?
By the way, what truck driver isn't looking for a shower and video games?
Sweet.
I could play Q-Bert and jerk off. You guys masturbate in the shower, right?
That's not a joke.
Right. I'm going to get rid of my BO and get my Galaga on.
Yikes.
And
so many shots of trucks. This was Mike's suggestion. Yeah, Mike was like, hey, how about Maximum Overdrive? And at the time, I was like, great idea.
And
here we are.
For the last 4 years, I've been suggesting Exorcist 2.
Yeah.
Which we will never do.
Well, I haven't seen it, and I've seen Maximum Overdrive, so here we are.
Pachuco will lead us to Pazuzu.
Start doing
Pazuzu
the Exorcist 2 commentary
to...
now.
And it's like two in one. This is
and
a
we'll
two
keep going with Maximum Overdrive.
Hey, look,
Overdrive.
Up on the screen, it's Richard Burton. Is
there
he
you
drunk?
Go.
I
there
think
you go.
He is.
Linda Blair seems a few years older. I'm out. I have not seen the movie. I have not. Oh, ooh, there's The Heretic. Okay, now I'm out.
Bart!
I think this is the shot where they... have to, like, make a break for it going into the diner, and you get the good luck on their trunk, and it's, like, the closest thing to a clever shot in this movie. I'm looking for the good, everyone.
We're all just...
Everyone's eating. Just
you're eating
the bite to eat.
I made this sandwich for you.
The cast of Maximum Overdrive.
People are still eating, which I like.
Yeah.
This is like a precursor to The Mist.
In some ways,
yeah,
it is.
Good luck, Kurt and Connie.
Oh, yeah.
There's the shirt. There's the shot.
Yeah. Again, it's not Citizen Kane, but...
more like Citizen Lame.
Oh.
They're dead, by the way, at this point. Roof collapses, heads explode. They've got to be dead.
Don't worry. They are not.
I believe that actually improved...
Here comes John Wisdom!
Her face.
By the way, the end of Wisdom, it's all a dream, guys. Just so you know. It's a dream in a bathtub. Disappointing, I know. Not nearly as disappointing as Maximum Overdrive, as the directorial debut of Stephen King. Let's name some other authors who have directed. Michael Crichton.
Yes.
Dean Koontz.
What did he direct?
You know.
The Dean Koontz.
Oh, Major League 3, Back to the Minors.
What's the movie?
William Peter Blatty.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
okay. Three.
I'm not as good as you guys are with this stuff. But what's
the movie? You're pretty good. Watch out.
Rocket launcher. What's the movie we watched this past Scary Movie Month that was, it's like the...
Oh, Clive Barker directed.
Yeah, Clive Barker.
Hellraiser and Nightbreed and Lord of Illusions.
Nightbreed.
Illusions.
Stop saying more. Nightbreed is the worst movie I'm looking for. A movie I've seen and cannot describe it to Patrick.
And I keep trying to figure out
see, it's funny, because toilet paper.
Yeah, why the toilet paper?
Because it was on fucking cocaine.
Why is it loose? Why is it a truck full of single rolls?
Did you load all those thousands of rolls of toilet paper? Yep, they're ready to go.
What
Deliver
store?
Deliver to the Dixie Boy.
What store?
Because I got another shit brewing.
Single rolls.
Oh, now I gotta pick all these up.
He's got one
right. At a glance, it looks like Jerry Seinfeld's dad.
Kind of, yeah.
There's the toilet paper.
Dad 1.0 or 2.0?
2.0.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
Again, scary, funny, what is our reaction supposed to be?
I feel like the Native American in those 70s PSAs with the single tear falling down his
face. Is it, again, a commentary on this movie as being a giant piece of shit?
To which Stephen King responds, fuck you, asshole. Told you that at the beginning of the movie.
He snorts it and cashes his check.
Any other directors who have, any other writers who've directed?
Dean Koontz, I said, but I don't know if he directed
anything. William Peter Blatty didn't just direct Exorcist III, he directed The Ninth Configuration.
Which I have not seen.
A film that no one has seen.
All right, then.
What else?
Dan Brown, has he directed anything?
That's it, we're out.
That's funny in so many different ways.
What is?
Jan just suggested that Mark Twain somehow directed films 20 years before film was invented when he died.
So she does not get naked, right?
I don't believe so.
No.
I'm out of here. Well, back up. You saw her calf, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you're good?
Where do you think I'm going?
Doug's going to take a shower.
Doug's going to play Q-Bert.
I think this is the scene where she says Maximum Overdrive.
Oh. What is the context?
Like, and this scene, it's Maximum Overdrive, man. Like,
she just invokes the title.
It's a metaphor for all the shit going on.
But I still don't even understand that concept. Like,
no.
Because isn't it already kind of redundant? Is an overdrive, like, oh, we're in overdrive. Like, you know what I mean? Like... Am I crazy?
No.
Okay.
No.
Maximum overdrive seems like overdrive. I don't know. Better title for the movie? You're welcome, Stephen King. Pay me in cocaine. And back to the kid who just... Oh, here's the...
Dun, 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 dun,
see, it's funny dun, dun, because dun, of dun, this. Because
it's a German plane.
One day we put a camera in an airplane because we had a few million. And I could just sit down and do some coke.
As I've commented before, I think another problem is that there are things that are scary on the page, and there are things that are scary in a movie.
This kid's story...
is a short story.
Works in
one,
a Stephen King.
One day, everything...
Even him riding around after the fact and describing the things that
right.
he saw. And, oh my gosh, this morning it was like this, and now it's like... Stephen, I can picture the whole Stephen King thing, and yet in the movie.
But
it is
the good Stephen King adaptations and the bad Stephen King adaptations, especially Dreamcatcher shows you.
Yeah.
He has no concept. Oh, and this scene.
Well,
if you
can't hold him responsible for Dreamcatcher. I mean, he wrote it, but I'm saying in terms of translating it to movies.
Right, but that contributes to my point because.
Hey, fellas. What's going on?
Doug
has a
rosy glow.
This guy's reading porn in the bathroom. Like
so
he's
so
seen
tired.
Multiple people die in front of him. Multiple.
And now Emilio Estevez is going to peek over
sweating?
The top. There's Poontang in the corner.
Is this your catcher's mitt? You want it back?
And then they have this obnoxious Foley of him farting and stuff.
So tired.
It's so gross. Oh, there
funny.
You go. That's not something you ever want to see. Could you
so
see that again?
About, what
are you
saying about
really
the
slow,
bad?
That there are things that will scare you on the page, and there's
right.
things that will scare you in a movie, and
right.
they're very different things, and Kubrick understands that. And what I'm saying is, I've never read Dreamcatcher, but it might work perfectly well on the page, but it does not work in any way, shape, or form in a movie.
Agreed.
It's not like, ooh, the short story is so scary. Let's film the short story.
Right.
Because it's two different things.
And I have a feeling, I have not yet read Dreamcatcher either. I have a suspicion it also doesn't work on the page.
And we know this was based on a short story, and this has short story all over it, because there isn't enough material to carry a feature.
And I want to say this was made into its own movie. Once again, I'm going to my smartphone, you guys. I think they made a movie called Trucks.
Yeah, it stars Owen Wilson. And
you
Paul
are
Newman.
No, you know what? I'm so sorry. You're confusing it with Shanghai Noon. That's Shang. Yeah, they did 1997 TV movie Trucks. Guess who's in it? Timothy Busfield, you sons of bitches.
Wow. It comes full circle. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Wow. Wow.
We get the Timothy Busfield shout out again.
Wangity, wangity, do. What's it, in the background of that shot? There's a box that says Big Mama. Pat Hingle's delightful acting.
Just dreaming of his Batman money.
I keep waiting for Pat Hingle to take out a bag of oranges.
We all are waiting for that.
Okay. That's another shout out no one's going to get.
Nope.
It seems like he spent so much time in movies and on TV sort of being avuncular that when he started to play villains, most notably in this and The Grifters.
Wait, he's the villain? I thought the trucks were the villain.
Well, you know, he's
guess
he's,
what?
He's
we're shit. Them.
He's a shitty man.
They're us.
We're trucks?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a lawnmower.
Explains my heavy load.
I'm a sprinkler.
I'm pretty sure that pretty soon he's going to make love like a hero.
Maximum. Oh, is his last name Hero?
John Hero, I believe is
John.
His name.
And does this all wind up being a bad dream?
Hero,
yeah,
but it's spelled H-I-R-O.
It's our bad dream.
In a bathtub? Yeah. Oh, wait. Doug's going upstairs again. You have a bathtub?
Any razor blades?
Oh, look. It's like a kiddie ride at a carnival where the...
Except slower.
But his response is to go there.
Yes. Walk
that would
towards
not
the danger.
Be my response. Because he, at this point, does he know that it's filled with people?
No, he just thinks it's mischief right now, and it's garbage pail kids that are driving the trucks.
Okay, that's what I thought. He thinks his dad is there.
His father.
Because we saw the
of
picture of
oh,
the kid.
Oh, look, it's
the
end
the
of the
desk.
Movie Tommy.
Yeah. Guys, this is Terrence Malick right here. Okay. Now there's some narration by a young Sissy Spacek.
Aww.
Turns out they're both Emilio Estevez's feet.
Who is doing this, playing footsie, when the fucking cars are killing everyone?
Dude, all I know is if trucks were coming for me, I'd fuck Emilio Estevez.
Do you think he was coming up with the screenplay for Men at Work while he's...
When he saw the garbage truck.
While he's doing this.
When he started plowing her, he's like,
mangoes. You love mangoes.
That'll be the thing.
I'm referencing Men at Work, everyone. Don't worry. You'll get it after you see Men at Work.
Should we watch Men at Work right now?
Listen. Chuck Sheen's in
okay,
it.
Here's the beginning of the green sky.
Could you not see the green shit when it was still daylight?
D-A-F-A-Q.
You
go, fuck!
You gotta wait until the sun goes down before you can see the comet gas.
Now, are they in a room with a lot of light, or is this bad continuity?
The cars are shining their headlights to give them a little...
They're all watching and just stroking their drive shafts.
We get so many car POVs. That'd be so funny if they cut to the window and it was nothing.
They all kind of aim themselves at the lights.
I'm surprised that she kissed him because that's usually the first rule of her unique form of prostitution. She does not kiss the clients.
No kissing.
Bow, bow, bow.
That truck is owned by a very rich millionaire who's trapped on a desert island.
And I was going to say the guitarist for Sonic Youth. Yours is better.
And now they're illuminated by the green sky.
You love cupcakes, don't you? No, I hate cupcakes.
The cupcake is alive!
Well, the cupcake is perfectly
maximum
fine.
Maximum Baker Drive.
This cupcake was given to me by one of the trucks.
The trucks are all, he's eating it!
Can you believe it? They were made a cupcake!
I put some mud gas in there.
The truck starts laughing because he put X-Lax in the cupcake.
There's more religions.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I like the movie
it gets on
it's
the jukebox.
Yeah.
So how can you hate a movie that has a pinball machine and a jukebox in it? But the jukebox
Here's
is a machine.
Here's your answer.
Okay, so
this
of course
looks
we
like
get
a night
this. But wouldn't it be scarier if the jukebox started flinging records? Because at least that's...
No. Short circuiting. No. Sparks.
Well, we've already seen that because the soda machine dispensed all the cans of pop. So
yeah, so we
soda for those of you outside the Midwest.
And
you're
again,
from LA.
I use both.
You're from LA now. Oh, you did.
Dispense
yeah.
cans of pop.
I like that.
Those of you watching this with
you're
the sound up, this is another case where I cannot. I mean, this isn't even
good
acting. It's a conniption fit. Can you imagine her like doing it the right way? And Cokey Steve says, "Need you be bigger, play faster, play faster."
See how I've been acting all day? Do it like that. See those lens flares?
It's like a young J.J. Abrams.
That's right.
I wanted to die.
Why do you have to be such a hero all the time?
Yeah. And then
you rescue me like a hero.
That's where it comes up.
Oh, boy. Yes. Now,
this is just so that they know who's in charge.
You know, just
we
like,
could do this at any time.
No, right now they're testing to see if anyone's epileptic.
Just like an airplane, they cut to outside the place, and one of the trucks has the cord. keeps plugging it in and chortling and then pulling it out.
What?
The sky's still green! Health bells!
That dude's still at his table eating, though. He's like the norm of the Dixie Boy.
A little known fact there.
I never said Sunday night.
Forgot we had Rich and Little with us.
We're going to die. Let's have a beer.
Champagne and beers.
Let's have our last beer before we turn our stools and watch these youngins breed.
He's giving her a hand job under that.
He's feeling her ear bleeds.
They're giggling about something.
Awesome shot.
Yeardly. I hardly knewly.
Okay, so this is a tracking shot.
Sure.
So we're going to start with her playing cards.
Yeah, sure.
And then we're going to
see what I'm
in.
Thinking is.
Don't question Stephen King.
Because we thought she might be playing cards with one of the trucks.
The reveal is it's the guy she's been talking to the whole time.
Did anyone notice one of the trucks is for rolling papers?
No.
Because that's a thing.
Rolling paper trucks?
On the side of the truck, it says blah, 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 1.5. I remember that from when I was a kid. It's like they're twice.
Sure, JB. You remember that when you were a kid.
But again, all of the rolling papers are just stacked in there loosely.
That's the next truck that should get blown up. Doug, I eat my marijuana like a man. I don't smoke it like a puss.
I saute it in butter. I put it in cupcakes, a la Maximum Overdrive. More like Merger and Overdrive.
Okay, here it is.
All right.
Well, in this one, he was hiking up his pants. Later, he's called in from another room.
Okay.
And he's zipping up and belting up.
Okay.
So is the joke like he's always in the bathroom, or... I started to think they were suggesting that he was shtupping the waitress.
I don't think that's it, because I think that this movie would not have left that out.
So that's just a bit of business that Hingle came with? I'm always playing with my pants?
Or they cut... Yeah, I mean, the adjusting of the pants, I'm sure, is a bit of business. The belting and zipping, maybe it's coming off of a scene that was cut?
Yeah.
Where he was in the bathroom? Maybe they really did just stop Pat Hingle mid-shit and said, time for your scene!
He's also not a cocaine.
But Steven, you told me to take 5. I'm ready to shoot now!
I want to shit! I need shoot!
It's my big dick. I want to fuck.
Well, I think no shit.
This kid has sat outside this pipe all day. Still not scared.
And there's some more B-roll. And here, and a little bit later, we're going to see what obviously Stephen King is obsessed with. So, gentlemen, think of another famous Stephen King film. Andy had to crawl through 3 miles of the most unimaginable muck and stink that you can. So, in Stephen King's universe, crawling through shit is one of the worst things you can do.
Was that your Morgan Freeman?
No.
He has an entire short story about it. Like, the most descriptive. It's the whole short story. A guy wants to take revenge on another guy. It's in... I want to say Full Dark, No Stars.
It takes place in Maine.
Where he locks a guy like in a porta potty, and the guy has to kind of crawl down into the bottom and out. And it is the longest, most descriptive story about a guy crawling through literal shit you will ever read. So you're
and
right.
So this is one of his concerns, and yet, metaphorically, he's making us do that by making us watch this movie.
Stop it, Yeardley Smith.
Bart! Happy Toys with two P's. Speaking of P,
you carry rope like a hero.
You have hair continuity like a hero.
They've fallen in love in the span of one afternoon.
By the way, that hair is so typical of the mid-80s.
Yeah.
That perm.
Yeah.
My mom, my sisters, they all had it.
Well, at the end, he knocks her head off with a shovel and finds out she's a robot.
Oh.
Yeah. Spoilers. She looks kind of like that girl, doesn't she? That's who she reminds me of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, you're sure.
Whee!
Again, why have him run into the door? Is it... Were we supposed to laugh? Is it? Is
I actually like when they get in
comedy?
Here that Pat Hingle has his own private shower that no one's supposed to use. I thought that was a nice touch.
Well, at least it's delivering on the showering facilities we saw promised on the billboard. Otherwise, I would have wondered where they are.
Had his own Ms. Pac-Man.
You advertise showering facilities.
That's a sewer, so we can see where that's going.
Oh, man, this cupcake ain't sitting right.
This movie's really boring.
Does a cupcake taste to you like a cupcake made by a truck?
And again, you can go back to Sleepaway Camp. You can go back to Sleepaway Camp, because that's a crazy movie.
But I would suggest that in its own batshit way, Sleepaway Camp delivers.
In a huge way.
Yeah.
Not only are the scary scenes in this not scary at all, or suspenseful, but they're really short. It's like, it's nothing but endless transitions between non-existent highlights.
Right. Sleepaway Camp is entertaining the whole time. This movie is very rarely entertaining. As you can tell, because we're trying to entertain ourselves.
Well, you know what it's like, as our friend Film Crit Hulk said, talking about the Twilight series, it's ant plotting.
Right.
They go from here to here. They go from here to here. That night, Andy had to crawl through 3 miles of the most unimaginable muck I can imagine.
Ah, yes, the old wooden pipe.
Let me try to imagine it for you. There was diarrhea, and there was some turds floating that looked like chocolate, but they weren't chocolate. Never you mind.
Ew.
Missing a good opportunity for rats in this scene.
It's like they're crawling through sweet tea. Are you? If you've seen this movie before, you understand Patrick's joke. If you've never seen this movie before, wait one more minute.
Yeah.
I'm talking about sweet tea teas like Yeardley Smith. Sweet.
Oh, my God. Whoa! And then the other guy says something like, how's that taste? So this is like being at the Algonquin Round Table.
This would be unpleasant. Like, if I had to crawl through the poo water, I would not be happy about it. But at the same time, if it's like this versus...
Yep, there's your mouse. You got your wish.
Living trucks trying to kill me. I would go with the poo water. That always makes me crazy when somebody's hiding from a murderer in a closet, and then there's, like, a mouse in the closet, and then they scream. It's like, what's scarier right now, you dipshit?
People have to prioritize. No one in these films prioritizes.
Guys, no one is safe from me right now.
The little kid crawled through the culvert! Hell's bell!
By the way, I want to see a movie where the mouse whips out a knife.
A little knife. A butter knife.
Please. Cheese knife.
Now, how far are we into the film?
I want to say it's been on for 2 days.
So we're
about an hour.
We're more than halfway through.
Yeah.
This is going way too slow.
Hold on, he found a clay man.
Wait, it becomes a remake of The Golem. And Stephen can talk more about religion.
Is he about to blow? Oh.
Yeah, there's like the carnage scene at the beginning where watermelons get smashed, and then there's the end when, spoiler is coming up, all the people get shot randomly, and that's pretty much it. The whole middle
is homage filler to Dawn of the Dead, the original Dawn of the Dead, with the pie fights, you know, a little slapstick,
you think?
Food-based comedy.
Might be. I didn't even put that together.
Well, you're welcome, except the blood in this
was
is less
tight
orange.
With Romero. What movie do you like better?
So far?
Yeah.
Dawn of the Planet. Maximum Overdrive is a good movie.
Yes.
With good intentions.
Yes.
And good cocaine.
I would consider this the worst Stephen King movie.
Hands down, it is.
What's the best?
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
The Shining.
Shining's pretty good. Yep.
People love Shawshank.
Carrie's pretty great.
The original Carrie.
No, the remake.
Oh, there's still... Oh, wait. Oh. Oh,
we cool. haven't forgotten you.
Stand by Me.
Don't you just have to wait till they run out of gas?
Are you categorizing horror versus non-horror? I mean... Do you think The Shining is better than Stand By Me?
Yeah, probably. Mm. Stand By Me is pretty great, though.
Yeah, Stand By Me is, like, the best.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I liked The Mist.
Yeah,
you know, that was good.
I Christine. Love The Mist.
You're
like,
wrong about Christine.
I'm not saying it's the best. I
like Christine.
Because it's your boy Carpenter.
Shining.
What do you guys think of Cujo?
I think Cujo's not bad. I think Cujo has a lot of good stuff in it.
At some of the conventions I've been to where Dee Wallace appears.
Yes.
Because she does a lot of shows.
Yes.
In many panel discussions, I have heard sycophantic fanboys who are asked to run the Q&A suggest that she deserved an Oscar nomination for Cujo.
That's insane.
She's really good in it.
And I have to say, in terms of convention guests, she's one of the nicest famous people I've ever met. She's just incredibly nice. So nice, you wonder why she does so many shows.
Who's the worst? Because I don't want to talk about this movie.
I haven't had as many bad experiences as Adam, but that's because I really don't collect autographs.
Yeah.
I like to... Well, you've seen this. I like to Oh! Hell's Bells! I like to wander around...
How's that for some wisdom?
I like to wander around where the celebrities are. I've got air quotes for celebrities.
Right. I like to see them, but I don't
It's Sadness Alley.
I don't pet them.
And by the end of the movie, I'll come up with who's the worst.
All right. Is it anyone in Maximum Overdrive? Because that would be an amazing tie-in.
I miss you so much, hero.
I have seen this, and you know, this is almost like adding insult to injury. So Jackass tells the kid the bad news, and then he doesn't think it's true. So it's almost like King, the writer and the director, like punching the kid over and over. Your dad's dead.
Yeah,
ouch.
Hard.
Is he telling the truth? Yes! Bam! Yeah. Bam! Bam! And little kids should be killed and disappointed.
This is how life is. But look at that kid. He's like cut from marble.
Right, but at this point... at this point, he should become the catatonic one, just like in the original Night of the Living Dead. He should be incapable of action.
Right.
And so everyone else has to help him. Because that could be drama.
Neither of us of us comforts a kid by DDTing him.
Yeah, but he DDTs him like a hero.
The kid's like, you smell like poo water.
I think we have another explosion coming up.
You're probably right.
Ah, day where things are scarier. They're all such pigs.
What does that mean?
The bubbles?
Yeah. Is he reverting to childhood? Is he mourning his lost childhood?
It's a little like Glinda the Good Witch. There's no place like home. I wish I was transported.
I think it means
Kansas.
Stephen King was like, kid, find something to do. I've got some blow.
And because...
You say blobbles? Because I love blobbles.
Because Stephen King even knows that the audience is falling asleep. Here comes the third act.
No, Stephen King, at this point, he's like, I've only been working on this movie for 15 minutes.
And so we're going to get the caterpillar tractor, the, what do you call it, a bulldozer?
Sure.
And
I'll ask Charlie.
The improbably, is a platform truck, it looks like something they use on a train, on train tracks, with a machine gun rope to... Is that a thing?
That's common. Well, I'm assuming the other trucks...
I don't know what engine is set off.
It looks vaguely...
With those machine gun ropes?
There's the thing.
Right.
There's
the
bulldozer.
Right.
And now look at what's following it. And it looks vaguely military because it's like... It's all green.
Right.
But what...
And
when
it has
the
a
hell
wobbly
was,
gun on top of it.
When the hell was that a thing?
Well,
then Estep has his abs.
I gotta tell you, I've never been to North Carolina. Literally clearing the path.
I think you're right, because from what I've read, North Carolina, good barbecue,
yeah.
Machine gun trucks. I got a new shirt!
This guy knows how to make an entrance. Can he? Somebody throw a new shirt to Emilio? He's had those same stupid three bloodstains on there. Like, I want him to just take a bath and wake up already.
It's a stigmata.
And you know the place has showers, so there's really no excuse.
The blood appears to be gone. I'm guessing it was the poo water that washed it off.
See?
Yeah, there it is.
So
there
what does that mean?
The waitress was with him. I don't know. Maybe he was having sex with her in a cutscene.
It's a weird flat
It's
truck
a
thing.
Google... car.
Oh, that's the Google self-driving.
Google Earth. Thing.
Instead of cameras, for a brief time, they experimented with machine guns. The machine guns tend to scare people.
How do you get rid of a lot of characters very quickly?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have one idea.
Maybe you want to get away from the window, but that's just me.
Doug, what do you think Dino De Laurentiis said when he saw the dailies?
Oh, I think it's blah, blah, blah. Is that how he sounds?
Yeah, sure. Just any kind of Italian, Transylvanian.
Oh,
when
he sounds like Dracula, actually.
When Dino saw the dailies, he said,
I like a movie.
When the truck died, nobody cried. But when this truck died, people gonna cry.
I don't know. I'd have them go in the bigger circle, you know?
More zooms, please. The regular Robert Altman.
Okay, here's another. Okay, you've rocketed your last launcher.
And then we don't even see him squid.
Pat
we just cut to him with blood on
collects
him.
Collects his check. Well, maybe MPAA.
He's not taking a shot.
No,
unless it's a shot to the face.
Shoot the frail.
Oh, that guy got squished.
That's the only reason why he got the new shirt.
Oh, and as always, we've fallen silent. Running out of gas. Get it? Because cars.
Oh, he took the squib.
Yeah, he got shot in the head twice.
And now...
I think we're good.
Yeah, everyone gets up again.
I think the cars are not alive anymore.
Anyone else hungry?
This movie is in a constant state of, like, zoom and move.
Someone told King he should keep the camera moving.
Always. The camera's on cocaine. He was feeding it cocaine. Here's her second best moment. And here, this is the scene that inspired the brilliant AC/DC song.
That's what I was suggesting.
Yeah.
Who made who?
Yeah. She comes out screaming, "We made you," and the song "Who Made Who" is probably the best thing to come out of Maximum Overdrive. And I say that as someone who cannot stand AC/DC. Not an AC/DC
you
fan.
You love AC/DC.
Not a fan.
Why are you always dressed as a schoolboy?
It's like them and Steely Dan. Those are the two.
Do you like Moody Blues?
I'm saying that mostly because Jan is in the room.
Do you like Steely Dan, Jan?
She does.
In our house, we call them Steely Jan.
Yeah.
First who made fight. Who?
That's Goldie Hawn, by the way. Goldie Hawn.
She is a bird
before she went on the Atkins diet.
On a wire.
Whoops!
Made the American way.
That was a comical mistaken rocket launch. But that still actually, you know.
All individual cans of beer.
Had a good side effect. Like... For real drama, that should have, like, blown up their getaway car. And then they'd have to say, oh no, she accidentally blew up our getaway car while she was writing an AC/DC song.
Well, again, if his inspiration for this was Night of the Living Dead, there's the famous scene where they try to gas up the truck.
Right.
And that makes us, because we're human beings, go, oh God, that's so bad because I wanted them to be able to get away.
Right.
This is the beer truck done blowed up.
This would be like if she... took out seven zombies. Yeah, That's actually kind of good. I mean,
thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, I need you all to line up and look out the broken window at the machine gun.
And then we cut to a slightly different angle. And now he wants to order? I'm assuming he's ordering.
Where's the waitress?
How's the patty melt?
I've got a mean hunger.
I need some hash browns. Stat!
Could I get a moons over my hammy? No hammy, no butter on the bread.
And isn't it terrific that he knows Morse code?
Yeah, it is. They learn that on the baseball
team. Don't forget to drink your oval.
Just as we're at a loss for words, Mike is waking up.
fire!
Do you know?
Do this a second time.
Do you know who wrote all of the Cars dialogue?
AC/DC.
Koba.
Oh, Koba.
Someone must fuel trucks.
Please, that's a joke from months ago.
I can't believe I still remember that movie. When did it come out? July? No, it's October. I've got apes on the brain. Apes.
You storm off like a hero.
Heroes gotta storm off. Storm off so good heroes too.
You know what would make this movie a lot better?
More trucks. Make it the circle like a pizza pie.
Imagine, see, we have nothing better to
Instead
do.
Instead of butter and
skin,
we're making a red sauce. Make it a gravy.
For 15 more minutes, we can entertain ourselves.
What the fuck have we been doing?
Think
yeah, it's like a puzzle.
No, for the time that we have left. Imagine this movie where instead of Emilio Estevez, it's Elvis Presley.
Okay.
That would be something.
I think it would sound a little something.
We gotta beat these trucks.
Like this.
We gotta
you make love like a hound dog.
You ain't nothing but a Mack truck. Killing all my friends.
Here,
I thought you were going to say, imagine if instead of Emilio it was Chuck Sheen, because then he and Stephen King would be fighting over the cocaine. And the movie would be better, because Stephen King would have had half as much cocaine.
And we know what the last line of the movie would be.
Where are the whores?
Winner, winner. Sheen dinner.
Nice machine gun POV. I don't like looking through the glass.
This is such a suspense.
You want something done right? Get a new chance.
Now, the sequence that follows is interminable. And is it the horror of working a double shift? It's like, oh, the trucks are making him fuel them.
Yeah.
And everyone is at the pump.
Yeah.
And everyone's getting really tired. So it's like the horror of minimum wage.
I guess. Yeah. It's like we're the slaves now. Like cars were the slaves because cars were slaves, guys. I don't know if you guys know. That's what this movie is about. But now they're the masters, not the slaves.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but that's that's one of the scariest things I've ever seen.
Oh. Come around this way often, hero. I'm pregnant.
It worked.
Soon we'll have a little hero.
A little wisdom.
Little truck comes out.
You cheated.
We'll call him Peter. Peter built wisdom.
Oh, good. More trucks come because this is the only place with gas and humans in all of North Carolina, apparently.
Wow.
I don't like this movie, and I do try to find, like, good things in movies. But I have a hard time with this one.
Look at that, how cheap gas is. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. We're the slaves now.
Yeah.
To big oil. To OPEC.
Poindexter has really become kind of a hillbilly.
Wow, the trucks really are coming. It's endless. Where are the cars? Yeah. The cars don't really...
Yeah. By the way, the movie could have, like, ended there. Like, That would almost be not a cool ending, but like the camera pulls back and you just see lines and lines of cars.
That'd be a horrible ending. You just want the movie to end.
I do, but is that? Wait until the real ending, and you tell me if my ending is better. If it kind of pulls back and it's like, oh my gosh, they're going to be pumping that gas forever, or until the gas runs out, which will probably actually be pretty soon.
Right.
And then they'll probably be killed by the trucks.
Probably a gas truck.
Yeah,
so the gas truck is a comedy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The circle of life.
Exactly.
It's all like,
I'm going to argue that my ending is better than the one that they used.
I thought Patrick was going to say that his ending was the garage door goes up and someone's hanging in the garage.
For as many F-bombs and some blood splatters, we need to get more nudity, I think, in this movie.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
That would have made it better. As far as Mike and I are.
Just wait for the Pat Hingle autopsy scene. See, like, kind of like that. Except
we get
the
to see
Hingle's, going
Hingle's Hingle?
And the car and Hingle's Dingle. And the cars are lined up for miles and miles, and that's the end of the movie. Like,
I can
that's
see
fine.
For miles.
Exactly.
That's our AC/DC song, isn't
yeah,
it?
No, but we could just start talking about The Who. I'm
fine.
But
again,
with that.
In Stephen King's universe, the only thing scarier than trudging through miles and miles of shit is a really long line of trucks waiting for gas. Oh. Nothing scary.
And yet this movie ends the way so many of his novels do, which is like with a disappointing explanation that just sort of peters out. And it's like, that's his move.
And if you thought the explanatory titles at the beginning were a bad crutch, wait till you see what's coming.
It is something.
It's more Dexter. The other night when we were watching it, I think Jan left the room for a minute and she came back and she's like, that's it?
Yeah. 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 It ends kind of like
this
Unbreakable.
This is his Tiananmen Square, by the way. The
cars are like, they called me Mr. Glass.
Who's he looking at? Usually it's like the headlights of the eyes or like.
Yeah. How did this truck get in charge all of a sudden?
He's like a Big Mac.
Oh, right. Well done.
Burnt like a Big Mac.
Do it! Do it!
He takes the gun and holds it to his own head.
Again, scary. I don't know what this scene is supposed to be.
That you think, well, that's it. They're out of gas, but now there's more gas.
I just have to make a call.
Who's got a quarter? I'm not the world's hugest fan of Christine. I don't love it as much as Mike. Like, I wouldn't put it in my top five horror movies the way that Mike does. it sort of explores an idea, and it works way better than this. Way better.
This explores ideas like how much cocaine could I still do and make a major motion picture.
I remember ages ago when I read the book Christine, I don't remember seeing the film, but I did. I thought it was interesting that as the car changes, it also changes Arnie,
right.
I believe the character's
name
is. That was interesting.
Yeah.
So I pose this question. Which of these characters changes in any way?
None.
And that's
a hero.
Isn't that the definition of drama? That a series of events changes someone in one way or another?
Yes. But even for that to happen, you would have to be able to describe who they are at the beginning so that you could then point out the ways in which they've changed. And I defy you to name a characteristic of really anyone except for their station, you know?
Their job.
Oh,
right,
notice
basically.
The apostrophe is wrong.
Well, it makes sense.
Beanie, this mean is you.
Oh, my God. There's an apostrophe in memes?
Yes. Now, was that deliberate?
So it's all trucks and the enforcer.
Yeah.
The flatbed little military thing.
Yeah.
Why don't you come with me, hero? We'll be back in black.
Nice.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Other AC/DC jokes, guys. After they had sex, which do you think she was like, you shook me all night long? What's that one from Last Action Hero? Big gun. Was she like, John Wisdom, you got a big gun.
Big gun!
AC/DC actually has a song called Big Balls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're kind of a one-trick band there. A lot of explosions, balls, bells.
The song, but Romley's living it.
It's true. Oh!
The horror
gas pumping hands.
Oh, how I've suffered. Let's try and forget the bullet-riddled corpses inside.
Do you want to have sex again? Because that was cool for a while.
I miss the simpler times with cupcakes.
Maybe, do you guys think she gave him syphilis?
I think there's a truck living in her hair.
Didn't the Bible guy earlier call her a diseased whore?
It's possible.
It looks like
he said a lot of things he didn't mean.
So was Mary Magdalene, but no, she took care of Jesus. Jesus Hero is his name in the movie.
Jesus Wisdom.
It looks like she's wearing a Cub Scout neckerchief.
That's how she knew how to teach that other kid Morse code.
She's all,
I don't know how to love him.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, that's the truck we saw blow up. Superstar? That's the truck we saw blow up, and it's been magically restored.
That's weird. Maybe it's just a different one. Ever think of that?
No, there was only one beer truck.
Yeah, but the trucks have come from all over now.
That's a good point. Dutch Boy.
I mean, this movie is airtight.
Dutch Boy.
What? For a second, I love to know if some poor...
Is this the guy that Jan said, where did this guy come from?
No, he too has been in the diner the whole time. It was the guy who comes out with the bright green shirt who gets mowed down.
And he's like, I've been here the whole time. I'm not a truck.
Back in the covert, baby!
And then Jesus Hero is like, only a truck would say he's not a truck. And he rips off his arms.
He's trying to pull the wig, but it turns out it's real hair on the truck.
He pulls his belt, it's like a horn. What? Maximum overdrive.
Yeah. And then the mayor shows up and he's like, what are you throwing to my
way? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Now again, what am I doing? The truck is in charge. He could have just stopped shooting.
As soon as I saw it, I knew what was going on.
I have no filter. You know who does have filter? Trucks, air filters.
You guys need to understand that Doug does that every time there's a shot of a butt. I'll be home watching stuff and then I'll see a shot like that and I'll miss Doug because he's in LA.
That's why you miss me.
He's farting on Pacific time.
That's the only time Patrick misses Doug.
When I see butts, I think of Doug.
Thank you. When you see more butts, you think of me.
Now, wait, does everyone have to crawl through the muck now? Is that what he's going to subject them to?
But it's mostly just to put them all on equal footing. He's like, I had to do it.
If I smell like shit, we all smell like shit.
They're going to find the boats. The
except
kind
you.
The kind without
Sid,
motors.
Sid, not a truck. Is that your real last name? It's not a truck. That seems a little suspicious.
Nope.
Whenever you follow me, it sounds like this.
For just a second, it looks like they're in Nam.
Liquid oxygen.
You know what that means.
That Stephen King's on cocaine?
That truck's going to blow up real good.
All right, guys. We built the set. Time to knock it all down.
These trucks could have done this at any time.
Right?
We needed someone to pump gas. Because apparently gas is what also makes machine guns fire and mirrors move. And sprinklers turn on.
Yeah.
Gasoline!
Gas-powered pinball machine.
They're gas-powered sprinkler.
Gas-powered electric knife.
The inspiration for Elon Musk to start Tesla is like, no car's ever attacking me. I need electric vehicles. The green sky is dissipating a bit. I noticed
that. Well, not quite enough. It's going to take some time.
Oh, wait. How much more time?
It's like 6 more days.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Green sky at night! Sailor is at a fright.
They gotta live with this for a while. Now they're just rubbing it in.
Well,
it's like this movie is for people who go to the Demolition Derby.
And I know there are people that really like this movie.
Why?
I don't know.
Are most
they grew up with it. They find it
so
bad it's good.
Okay, so it's that nonsense.
I mean, again, my issue with it more than anything is that it's boring. It has a lot of bad ideas. It doesn't work as drama.
I want to put that on the video box. bad ideas poorly executed.
But its biggest problem is that it's boring, because we've talked about bad horror movies before that end up being fun and entertaining.
Well, he thinks that he can keep us awake. There's the rolling paper truck, by the way.
Damn it, I missed it.
He can keep us awake by having an explosion every 10 minutes.
Yeah, whoa. It's working. I'm awake. Mike.
Whoa!
Fire!
Hell's bells.
Yeah. And pan back down just to make sure we see. Okay, good.
It was more of a tilt.
I like that they don't... Yeah, sorry. The good thing is very little was left on the cutting room floor. They pretty much included everything.
Every
they shot.
Single square inch of film made the movie.
Yeah.
Quindex are holding a newsie.
Yeah, he's really kind of become a man.
Yeardley Smith is like...
He's worthy of Yeardley's
hot.
Love.
Got a Uzi in one hand, bubbles in the other.
Is that what you call Yeardley Smith?
Yeah.
Bubbles. She must have pictures of, like, studio executives, right? I mean...
She had a unique look and an interesting voice, and so I'm sure people were like, yeah, that, you know, she brings something to the party.
Cocaine?
Yeah, she also had a great coke dealer. close to the finish line, guys.
His name was Stefan King.
Really close.
Oh, that's when we find out what happened with the plane.
Oh, right, it crashed into a bus.
A school bus full of children.
Perfectly perpendicular.
Because that's
a thing. It's not explained that there are children on the bus. It could have been empty at that point.
Could have been.
School was not in session. Those kids were at a baseball game. This is clearly like a Saturday.
Is school's out for summer, right? Is it ACDC?
It might as well be right now. It might as well be. They ain't looking for nothing but a good time, I guess, is what I'm saying. Yeah. Right now, they're just living on a prayer.
Do you remember
what
the Burger Time sign is saying?
Look at Dodger's become a man, too.
Yeah, he really
My
has.
Point is, it's a gas-powered drive-up.
Got it.
Speaker.
Well, he's finally having his revenge for his dead dad.
By shooting
a fast food sign.
He's like actually, this hit the cutting room floor. He's getting even because his mother died of high cholesterol.
Did you see on the sign it said soda time? Actually, it was soda hyphen time, which I thought was interesting.
And this, if I'm not mistaken...
Poindexter!
This is the ice cream truck.
Oh, well, see, it all comes together airtight. I'm telling you, it's like an Edgar Wright script.
Ooh, there's your explosion for this.
It explodes, and then it launches forward.
I was like 30, but now I'm going to go 100.
Like all things do when they explode.
Then why does the toilet paper truck throw toilet paper everywhere, but the ice cream truck, there's no ice cream?
Sure, well, because he was sold out of ice cream.
There's no payoff.
Is that a body that thing
is
trying
to look like?
Yeah, just, you got to be an asshole right at the last minute.
And now,
at least it wasn't alive.
Now Stephen King borrows from one of the Living Dead films that had not been made yet, that this is very much like
Dead, obviously.
Yeah.
The end of the remake of Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Where they all get on the boat.
Until that miserable, shitty coda that ruins that movie.
I'll take this costume.
Leon Rippey, are you sure you want to be an asshole this late in the movie? Because you're about to get away alive.
Big mistake.
Yeah, come on, Leon Rippey.
Haven't you ever seen a movie, sir?
Clearly he hasn't.
Are they overloading that boat? And then it becomes that scene from Jaws.
Is this what got him the job on Cuffs, I guess is what I'm wondering. We're this far in. You really still need to be killing people? And where is he going to sell that? What's he going to do with that ring?
Trucks love rings.
Oh.
Oh, that was pretty violent.
Yeah,
he just likes shiny things.
After this.
I believe this is the film's climax.
No, he's so
Yeah!
Let's get on this motorboat. Wait a minute. Motorboat.
They're all just cheering like, oh, smoke pulled out of it. Oh, there we go.
Boat truck.
Nice.
I think this is a film for pyromaniacs.
Cocaine addicts is what you meant to say. Cocaina. Wow, you really tied us off like a hero.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Like
see, now the razor makes a comeback.
You couldn't
see?
Untie
you guys,
that knot.
Everything
Stephen King wrote a book about screenplays. Anything that happens in the first 10 minutes has got to come back in the last 10
minutes.
It's
pretty brilliant, you guys. Now just wait for the text crawl.
A 3-hour
that
tour.
That really drives the whole thing.
A 3-hour tour.
This is the last of humanity, so let's pair them up. Here this is like... It ends with like, and this was all for nothing. 6 days later, everything's fine.
But notice if they had filmed the first paragraph, that would be the best scene in the movie.
Yeah.
Seeing a UFO destroyed in space.
What the hell is this? What's going on?
No. It explains why the trucks came to life. And also, we know now that everyone is still alive. See?
Because at this point, I want one of those tags where they show the pictures of people, like at the end of American Graffiti.
Yeah.
Emilio Estevez won.
This October's off to a weird start.
Dodger got his first pube.
And with the sight of Mary Kolakwakian Boone, we say goodbye to this film. This is the worst film we've ever done a commentary for.
I don't know. Silent Night, Deadly Night's pretty rough also.
Over Jingle All the Way.
I have more fun watching it.
Jingle All the Way was pretty bad.
Jingle All the Way is also pretty shitty.
Our Picket Bug.
We've watched some bad ones, I guess, is my point. This is the worst one we've done for Scary Movie Month.
Do you think
I would agree
Giancarlo
with
Esposito put this on his resume? Excuse me, I was a video player in Maximum Overdrive?
I believe he did, yes. That's how he got all those Spike Lee gigs.
Joints.
Sorry, I meant joints.
Have we heard of any of these people, including the Nanuzzi brothers... Who,
You want a camera operated? Who are you guys? Except one of us might be a girl. I don't know how to pronounce Danielle.
These are all pseudonyms for Stephen King, you guys.
I did everything. It was easy. I didn't sleep. I found out that our regular movie said you could do a lot of things.
Gene Poole makes a comeback.
So it wasn't a stupid joke. It was a shout-out to one of the grips.
Or a stupid joke by Gene Poole's parents to name him Gene Poole. Not a fan of this movie. My goal for Scary Movie Month is to watch only things better.
Well, no, that's
it. Then you started us out right. Yeah, that can't possibly get any worse.
You're welcome.
And now, suddenly, for some reason, the background screen turns green.
Yeah.
Is that their subtle way of saying,
I'm on cocaine.
Comet is still out there.
It's a cry for help, you guys. Maximum Overdrive is a cry for help. How else was anyone going to intervene?
Well, geez. Thanks, Patrick.
You're welcome, everyone. Thank you guys for recording this fun commentary. Even though the movies are garbage, I always enjoy doing this with you guys.
Hell's bells!
Oh, there's still all these songs.
If you're new to our site reason, make sure you go to fthismovie.net.
If they're new to our site, they're never coming back. Let's
you might be right, but this is pretty entertaining, I think.
I do too.
Thank you. Our special thanks to Pablo Escobar. Interesting. Interesting. Anyway, thanks, everybody. Happy Scary Movie Month.
Thank you.
Bye!